Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to the Hail Yes podcast. I am your host, Haley Gamba. Welcome back, everyone. I am having the most spectacular day. I woke up in such a good mood. Now, I will say this. I have been waking up later recently, and I'm not loving it. I normally will wake up at like 7 a.m., and I've been waking up at 8. But nonetheless, I'm having a great morning because I still get the things done that I need to get done in order to have a good day. I'm just getting them done an hour later, which is kind of frustrating, but hey, we're just rolling with it. Life is life, and I'm just embracing it. And if I needed that extra hour of sleep, I am going to just deal with it. I want to be a well-rested girl so that I can carry on with my day in a good way. I made a video on my YouTube channel, and I believe I posted it. Hopefully by now I've already posted it, and I wanted to do kind of a part two because I didn't really elaborate when I was filming that video, the misconceptions of being a mean woman. And I wanted to elaborate this further because something tells me that when the video is posted, a lot of people are going to still be perplexed on how to really embody this energy and this new found realization. I want to preface this by saying that I am a big believer in letting your life go the way that you believe it should. And if something doesn't feel valuable to you, like if information doesn't feel valuable to you, then don't take it. Don't take that information. Don't take the advice and keep it pushing. But if you're someone who struggles in the areas that I mentioned today, then maybe take this into consideration because a lot of the advice I give or the information that I provide stems from my own personal experiences, or it stems from someone that I know, or just seeing a societal situation happen and me being like, wait a second, this is why X, Y, and Z happens. When I think of the word mean woman, I naturally just think of someone who's intimidating. But I think a lot of people probably would think it's a mean girl, like as in the reference to the movie, and they would probably compare it to like someone who has low self-esteem, is nasty, is vindictive, is manipulative, and makes everyone around her miserable. But when I think of a mean woman, because I'm a huge believer in making words work for you, I think of someone who has been labeled that. She's not a self-proclaimed mean woman, but she wears the title proudly because she realizes that other people are vibrating lower. And what I mean by this is, a lot of women get labeled mean when they are either standoffish or just, you know, it takes them a minute to get to know someone and they're patient, they're assertive, maybe they're very real. They could be stunningly gorgeous, and that could make someone feel like they're mean. They have an intimidating presence or aura about them. They could be difficult to read. They could have high standards or just a very busy schedule. Somebody could literally be labeled mean because of that. And I know this to be true because I know people personally who they have been labeled things based off of their presence because they weren't giving inviting energy. But I like to propose the question that maybe they're not necessarily being rude to you or being mean, and they're not inviting you in, but they don't know you. So why would they have like this openness about them? And I don't take personally when someone is to themselves or standoffish or just kind of busy and not really paying attention to me. I am not that self-absorbed to think that someone's behavior is directed towards me. But I think a lot of times when people aren't being invited into someone's entire being and they aren't getting easy access to that person, they label them as mean or something negative or derogatory to make that person the villain. Because a lot of people want access to you at a discount. They want to be able to read you easily, to know your life, and to make a judgment and an idea about you based off of that. But if someone can't really figure you out, they can't read you, they can't access you easily, it could spark and invoke an emotion in them that makes them feel inferior. And I think that mean women are that to those people. They are people who have very high standards, are assertive, are dominant, are direct. A lot of them are bosses. They have been through the trenches. I do not believe that the majority of mean women were always like that. I believe that they turned into that the older they got. They went through a series of events in their life where they have encountered a lot of shitty people, some not so great friends, some not so great romantic partners. Maybe they had it out with a few family members and they were disrespected at work. And over time, when they started working on themselves and developing, you know, good coping skills and trying to find themselves deeper, they realized that there were things that they fell short in that made them too nice. And unfortunately, being nice doesn't really work in most scenarios. Now, there is a difference between being nice and being kind. And I'm pretty sure I've discussed this many times on this podcast and also on my channel, but we can unpack that in another episode another day. But I really think it's important to understand that a lot of the times, nice women don't really get what they want. Because if you're giving someone something and they barely have to do anything for it because you're just being nice and considerate, a lot of the times I'll take advantage of that. That is just human psychology. A lot of people take advantage of things that are given to them at a discount. I remember wanting to do consults forever ago. And you guys know, if you've been following me for some time, that I have been doing consults for over a year. And I do them like once a month because it gets a little overwhelming to speak to all of you, but I absolutely love it because it's a way that I like to mentor young women like myself. Prior to doing consults, I genuinely just wanted to speak to you guys. I wanted to just get some women on the phone and talk about their personal life and help them through it for free because I genuinely care. And I remember when I originally wanted to do that, I was kind of speaking about it to a few of my mentors, and they said to me, you never do anything for free because people take advantage of free. And what that person meant by that was, if I were to schedule a bunch of consults for the day for free, she said that a lot of people probably would forget about their appointment. They would not show up, they would show up late, and they would take advantage. And having money tied to something kind of makes people accountable, kind of makes people disciplined in showing up because they have to put something forward in order to get something in return. So although my consults, in my opinion, are quite affordable, I could charge a lot more. I just like to put a dollar amount on it to make you accountable. And this goes for everything in life. This doesn't just go for receiving money. This goes for receiving good friendships, receiving good romantic partners, receiving the job that you desire. When you give people a run for their money where they actually have to prove themselves to you to be a part of you, that is when people show up better. And I have even found that men appreciate me more when I appreciate myself the most. Now, I don't really love to unpack the psyche of men because, contrary to the belief of many, I don't really find it to be important. The older I get and the more disciplined I get, the more self-assured I get, the more that I become more self-aware, the less impressed I get with a lot of men. Now, that's not to say that I have like this vendetta out for men. I just genuinely don't care about a lot of them. They don't really bring much to my life, and I don't find a lot of them to be very interesting. The truth is, the people who bring me a lot of life and a lot of positive energy in my particular life is my female friendships and my family. I have met a lot of men who have been wonderful, but again, if I were to really pull myself out of the equation and look at it from the perspective of, okay, this is not a rose-colored glasses situation, how do I actually judge this person? They were like, okay. They were fine. And yes, I've learned a few things here and there, but was I blown away? Not really. Now, I say all that to say that when I speak about men, just know that I'm trying to help you guys and guide you guys in dating experiences, even though I don't find it to be that important. When I am pouring into myself the most is when I find that men like me the most. When I was neglecting myself or when I was giving a lot of myself to someone, like constantly texting back, constantly being a part of their life, constantly showing up when they want me to, constantly being by the phone when they call, they would take advantage of that. I found that to be something that many men did not appreciate. They did not appreciate me being so available. And I think that the reasoning for that is I think a lot of people like what isn't accessible or isn't easily accessible. And although I wasn't being easy, I was just being considerate, I think that a lot of people view it differently. I have found that when I am the most self-focused and the most me is when I get the best experiences in life. And what's so funny is I had to really think about this when I was trying to unpack why me being mean works so well. I wanted to look at it from the perspective of friendship. When I have met majority of my friends, I was not desperate for friendship. I literally did not even think we were going to be as close as we were. For example, one of my best friends, Tiffany, when her and I met, we were introduced by a mutual of ours. Well, he was more of my friend. He told me, oh my God, I want you to meet this girl. She's great. You guys are very similar, yada, yada, yada. When her and I met, I was not standoffish, but I just wasn't necessarily like, oh my God, I need a friend so bad. Neither was she. We naturally just poured into each other weekly and allowed our relationship and our friendship to develop over time. Neither of us were desperate for friendship. We genuinely weren't bothering each other, and we gave each other the space to really just grow into like with each other. And then eventually, one day, we both woke up and became best friends. And I think that we need to look at it from that perspective in dating as well. I think we as women, we jump to conclusions, we get really excited about people, and then we offer a lot of ourselves. We are too nice, we are too available, we are not being boundary setting, we are not really actually asking for much. And unfortunately, that gets us taken advantage of. And I really do believe that nice women don't really get much. And you can argue that with me till you're blue in the face, but I have literally seen it. All of the women that I know personally that are married have that mean woman aura to them. They have that assertiveness. They have that, if he leaves me tomorrow, I will be okay. They have that will and way about them that they are very interested in other things other than that person. They love themselves. They have a very fulfilled life outside of that person. And they also are just very exclusive. Like, they don't just take to anybody. Not that they're mean to people, like they're like nasty and vindictive, but they just give people the time to grow on them. Because I think that that's actually healthy. I don't think you should step into relationships, whether it's platonic or romantic, with a jaded mindset or a I'm scared or fearful of meeting people mindset, but you should just let people show you who they are. And that takes time. And I think that that is proper spiritual hygiene. That is taking good care of yourself, and it's self-preservation. You are making sure that you are vetting these people properly for your life because you take your life very seriously. And a lot of people who want to take advantage of you and want to essentially have you lower your boundaries, or they want to give you low vibrational experiences, a lot of them are praying and hoping that you're easy to do that with. They're praying and hoping that you'll just take it. They're hoping that you won't be combative about that, and they're hoping you will just accept it. But if you're someone who isn't accepting of that and has a little bit more self-worth than that and isn't able to do that with, they get very upset. They get very upset because they want to put you into that particular mold that you're just not fitting into. I kind of want to give you an example, and it's kind of a funny one, about me kind of stepping into my mean woman era again, because I kind of discussed in my YouTube video, and I would suggest to go watch that video for more context on my own personal journey, but just to kind of give you guys a little rundown, I was raised by a mean woman. My mom is very mean. She has a very bossy, stoic, domineering vibe in a good way. Like, she's still very feminine. She has a beautiful appearance and comes off in a way where she is admired by a lot of people, but she isn't someone who gives off the impression that she's easily able to be messed with. She has an aura and an energy about her where She sees everything, she knows things, she's discerning, and she's very self-assured. So she doesn't need validation from people, and she sure as shit doesn't understand or believe bullshit. Being raised by a mean woman has naturally made me like that, but as I got older and I moved out of my family home, kind of went about my own way, when I first became single and I was kind of struggling, not really struggling, but grappling with my success, I was single, I was successful, and I was young, okay? That is a hell of a combination. And I didn't know many people that were in my position personally. I obviously can see it online, but I didn't know people personally that were in my position. And I naturally felt very uncomfortable being that way because I found that people would give me in their nonverbal cues uncomfortability. I would meet people in my last apartment building who were much older than me who were threatened by my presence. And I think it used to really bother me because I didn't understand why, because I thought I was a very nice person. So I naturally would like soften myself more and more. I would try to fix my resting bitch face. I tried to overcompensate with my niceness. And it bled into a lot of my life. I was like that with people. I was like that with men. And I was very nicey, nice. When I tell you, that was the dumbest thing I could have ever done. But we live and we learn. I really thought that being nice was going to benefit me, that people were going to take to me more. And the truth is, they did. They did take to me more. They were like, oh my God, she isn't intimidating. Oh my God, she's an idiot. Like literally, they probably thought, wow, like not her lowering her standards and not knowing who she is. There is nothing more embarrassing than people being able to see your light and see how amazing you are, and you can't even see it. It's a sad thing. And I'm so grateful that I snapped out of it because I realized that a lot of the things that I was erasing about myself were actually very great qualities that people like to demonize. Being someone who's patient and has high boundaries and high standards should not be looked at as a bad thing, but to people who want to take advantage of you, it is. And when I tell you I got the worst experiences due to being too nice, I didn't get the dates that I get now. I didn't get the respect that I get now. I didn't garner the same type of attention that I have now. Granted, I was only too nice with strangers and men. I still had my mean woman aura with my friendships because those developed prior to me becoming too nice, but I really struggled for a moment there. And now that I'm back, I have seen such a change. And it's so funny because the truth is, you can be too nice and people will still find something to not like about you. Like you will still meet people who will still be threatened by your beauty, still be threatened by your success, still be threatened by the fact that people love and adore you. That is just the way it goes. And pandering to other people's insecurities is not your responsibility. It is not my responsibility to care about someone else's inferiority complex. And I really had to step into my true purpose and essence and realize, Haley, you're a good person. You don't have to sell it. You don't have to overprove it. Let people who see you, and those who don't. A hilarious example, and I've talked about this for a while about how I am on dating apps. I love them. I really do, guys. I am not anti-dating apps, and maybe I will be one day, but I get a lot of dates out of it. And being that I am someone who is a little bit of a recluse, I'm home a lot. I spend a lot of time by myself. I work from home. I have to literally go out of my way to have human interaction. Dating apps has been really wonderful for me. When I like re-downloaded Hinge because I took a break for a while, I made sure to make my prompts very dry. I think in the past I used to do like very like overselling how great I am type of prompts. And I kind of wanted to do like a little, how do I describe it? A little experiment to see if men would take to me being dry and just kind of whatever. Now, of course, I do believe that you need to be somewhat good looking to be mean. Shira 7 talks about it all the time, that she thinks every woman should be mean, but if you're not beautiful, just get pretty. Don't become nice just because you don't feel beautiful. And I think everyone's beautiful in their own right, but you understand what I'm trying to say. Glow up so that you can be mean. So I do think that my looks play a part in men's desire for me, but I just think it's funny because my prompts were so dry and almost kind of bitchy, and they loved it. So like one of the prompts that I had was like, the best way to ask me out, like that's like one of their like little prompt things. And then I wrote, picking a time and a place. The amount of men who would respond to that prompt and literally write a restaurant and a time, and I went out on several dates with people who've done that. The next thing I had for a prompt was, I will brag about you to my friends. And then my response was, if I like you more than a week. The amount of men who ate that up is hilarious to me. They're like, oh my God, you'll like me maybe for 2 weeks. Oh, I think you'll like me for at least a month. Like, it was so funny to me because they were like obsessed with that. And if you think about it, it's kind of a bitchy thing to say, right? Like, if I like you more than a week, like you're almost kind of giving off that vibe that, I mean, let's see, can you really impress me? And they want to prove that to you. I'm not really sure the psychology behind that, but if I were to ask my guy friends, they would probably just say that they prefer a woman who's a little bitchy. And that's the truth. My dad says it. I'm pretty sure my brother agrees. And all of the guys that I personally know feel that way. I think that men associate bitchy with, like, she's exclusive, she's not nice to most men, she is just a little bit harder to get. And I think that men naturally like the chase. They do. And the men that say they don't like to chase women, I don't care what they have to say because they're not the man for me. If you want a nice woman, go get her. I think it's always so funny when there's a lot of men who have so much commentary on the type of woman that they don't like, but there's a plethora of the women that they are saying they want that woman to be. There's a plethora of those women out there, but I find it ironic that they refuse to go after the nice women and they want to make the mean woman nice. That is what I find so fascinating. And it's because they're just mad because they can't have access to her. I have met so many women in my life who are too nice, who are people pleasers, who will give the shirt off of their back for the bare minimum treatment. And it's sad because I really do think that nice women get a bad rep, but it's because they are pushovers and they let people walk all over them and they are okay with a man just liking them. That is enough for them. And for me, liking me is not flattering. Because what is liking me doing for my life? I like me. I don't need you to like me. I need you to invest in me. That's a different ball game. That's a different story. If you invest in me, you invest time, energy, and money into me, that is completely different. And that is what my husband will do, God willing. And when I tell you guys, those prompts from my Hinge got so many dates. I have met one of the most amazing men that I've ever met from the app from those prompts. I think he responded to my if you make it longer than a week. And him and I dated this summer and I talked about him briefly and he was a Lebanese guy and I was just very taken by him. And when I tell you, he planned dates in such a beautiful way, not to give him a lot of credit because we don't do that here, but I give credit where credit's due. This man planned the most phenomenal dates. He lived in the city and he would write out itineraries for me, like arrive at this place at this time, I will meet you there. We're going to go here, here, and here. Like, it was the most beautiful, elaborate, stunning dates that would leave me speechless. And I would show these texts to like my friends and family. And they're like, wow, Haley, like, this is incredible. And I think it's just so funny how he literally has nothing but amazing things to say about me. Like, to this day, he would say nothing but amazing things about me. Yet, a different man might take my assertiveness and my high standards and my high boundaries as mean, where he takes it as respectful, as self-respect, and as exclusive. So it's really just about aligning with people who match the energy that you are trying to attract. And that's what I find so important. I think a lot of women are fearful of becoming this mean woman because they're afraid they're gonna not have as many experiences. And the truth is, you won't. You're going to definitely get rid of a specific type of man, but so what? Would you rather be nice and be in the company of those who are giving you bad experiences and not actually aligning with your desires? I'd much rather just be the woman I am and attract the man that is attracted to this type of woman, which is the man who's intentional, which is someone who understands respect and boundaries, who gives me good experiences and understands that there is patience to accessing me. To be a mean woman correctly isn't about being nasty or vindictive, but it's just about having strong boundaries and values and not being able to get certain emotions out of you. Like, I think that what I have found about nice women is that they were nice for too long and then they end up snapping. Where for me, what I actually had to learn was good emotional control, being able to understand my emotions and how they affect myself and others. So when somebody is trying to sell me a bad experience or they are not showing up in the way that I think they should, by just giving them the nonverbal cues that it's not okay with me and moving forward with my life. I don't get crazy. I don't get loud. I don't send paragraphs. I don't oversell myself anymore. I literally just go, okay, no thank you, and keep it pushing. And it's really something that needs to be worked on as a woman so that you can preserve yourself. This is self-preservation. I don't want to get worked up about what I'm not getting. I rather just focus on what I can get. And those who can't give it to me, I rather just move on from. And I'm telling you, men really take to women who have these types of boundaries. And I have met women, and I even have friends who gave a guy that type of vibe. They gave them those nonverbal cues where they weren't putting up with certain things, where they weren't going to deal with X, Y, and Z. And those men straightened out very, very, very quickly. I really do believe that a lot of men straighten out around women that they respect and that they think are worth investing in. And seeing my own friends who were very strong and very self-assured and kind of gave off that mean woman vibe, like, hey, if you can't give it to me, someone else will. Their men really acted right. Their men really said, oh shit, I'm gonna lose this woman if I don't do the things that she requires. And I have seen women who are this way, and most of the women I know, if not all, that have very rich husbands, that have very enriching lives, that are the happiest in their relationships, were the women who were assertive, who were strong, who gave off that mean woman aura, who had a fulfilling life prior, who are going to be okay if that man dies or leaves tomorrow. Like, they're going to be fine. They're not going to lose their shit. And these women have these men golden retrievering over them. If that's even a word, it's not, but you guys know what I mean. Black cat energy always wins because men like the chase. They like a woman who gives off that energy. And what men view as valuable are things that are difficult to get. That's just the truth. They like things that are hard to get. The more that you give yourself self-assurance and self-respect and you validate yourself and you don't get excited over bare minimum treatment, you aren't someone who's getting excited over things that you give to yourself, you're going to be met with better experiences overall, not only in relationships, but in career. People respect people who respect themselves. And it's not respecting yourself when you're so nice to where you let people walk all over you and hurt you. I'm telling you, the more mean you become, the more respect you gain. And this is something that I've noticed across the board. This is a label a lot of women get when they are beautiful, when they are smart, when they are boundary setting, and when they have good values. Don't get it twisted. I hope that you guys enjoyed this particular episode. The misconceptions of a mean woman will always be there, and that's okay, because I promise you, it's not going to get you anywhere other than to a good place, okay? Closed mouths don't get fed. Have a behavior, an aura, an energy, and a status that is worth investing in. And so what if you don't attract the others? You wouldn't want to be with those people anyway because they are giving you less than your desires. The goal isn't to have a man or have a friend or have a job. The goal is to have the man, the friend, and the job. I love you guys so much, and I will talk to you next week. Bye, everyone.